You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control. Editor's Pick of the Day. A Money Control exclusive.
It's been 1 year of the GST. The 14-year-long journey of the goods and services tax finally culminated on the 1st of July 2017 with the implementation of what was touted the biggest tax reform of India in 70 years of independence. While the central government, under the leadership of Narendra Modi, hailed the new system as a good and simple taxation system, the opposition parties were not quite as charitable. They slammed the establishment for forcing a half-baked GST regime over the taxpayers. All said and done, it's been a year now. And what we are doing today on our Editor's Pick of the Day is to look at auto companies and what they have experienced with 1 year of GST. My name is Rakesh. You're listening to Money Control.
Editor's Pick of the Day. The 1 year GST ride for the auto sector. A Money Control exclusive.
Swaraj Bagonkar, who tweets at @SwarajSB, wrote today for Money Control and talks about the auto companies and talks about how the auto sector has recovered after an initial slump in sales of a few models. The sector has eventually ended the year growing by 14%. Immediately after the implementation of the goods and services tax in July last year, the auto sector seemed to be buckling under the new system. By October, passenger car sales were down 5.3% compared to the same month in 2016. Sales of hybrid cars slumped by 30% following a 13-20% hike in taxes as they were clubbed with luxury cars under GST. Sales of mid-sized cars like Honda City fell 32%, while Maruti Ciaz sales dipped 35% after cess was increased by 2% to 45%. The GST itself was cheaper than the aggregate tax, that is VAT plus excise duty imposed earlier, which ranged from 30% to 40% varying from state to state and type of vehicle. But the 1-15% cess imposed over and above the GST led to a demand correction in cars and sports utility vehicles. The Indian automobile industry has historically been one of the highest taxed sectors from an indirect tax perspective. With the increasing pressure on domestic demand, the auto original equipment manufacturers, that is OEMs, were hoping that the introduction of GST would reduce this overall tax burden on vehicles, which in turn they thought would boost demand. But the introduction of an additional levy in the form of compensation cess made sure that the effective tax rate on vehicles did not change significantly versus the previous regime. There were also frequent changes made to the rates of compensation cess during the last 10 months. That caused business disruption and confusion for the end consumer, as OEMs also had to revise prices just as often on account of those tax rate changes. However, the automotive sector still rebounded by the end of the year with a growth of 14% last year. This boost primarily came from continued demand for SUVs and commercial vehicles, both growing by about 20%. What were the initial hiccups that we saw with the implementation of GST in the auto sector? The suspicion about the impact of the GST on the auto industry was around the compliance of the new taxation system by the sector as a whole. The outlined benefits of GST on the auto industry were primarily simplifying logistics and constraining the operational as well as manufacturing costs. The compliance is something the industry was wary about. For vehicle and auto parts manufacturers and their business partners, including raw material providers, smaller auto ancillary makers, sub-dealers and logistics providers, the switch to GST did pose some initial hiccups during the first 3 months. These challenges pertain to filing of multiple returns in a month, blockages in working capital, technical issues with the process of filing it online, and the lack of aid from government agencies to help taxpayers file returns. Setting up of application service providers, that is ASPs, however, helped entrepreneurs complete GST compliance in the easiest way. What has the experience of various different automakers in the country been with regards to GST? Well, speaking to Money Control, R.C. Bhargava, chairman of Maruti Suzuki, said, and I quote, "We have had no problem right from the beginning till now. The transition to GST has been very smooth. As we go along, there are issues which need to be smoothened out for improvement," end quote. But not everyone had a similar experience, as Swaraj Bagonkar writes on Money Control. While GST meant simplification of taxes, as there was now only one tax to pay, it also brought about an increase in tax payout for tyre manufacturers by 3 percentage points. Kumar Subbaiah, who is the chief financial officer of SIAT, said, and I quote, "GST was a big challenge for many small dealers whose turnover was in the range of 75 lakh rupees. For a period of time, our sales got impacted in the month because many went in for GST registration at the last moment. From an average 24.5 to 25% VAT and excise duty earlier, it became 28% after GST. The GSTN server does not provide all the details. Many such things we are doing manually, he went on to say. There was, however, a silver lining. GST has checked tire importers who are escaping VAT payment but are now brought into the tax net. Subbaiah went on to say it has brought some level playing field since GST is charged at the time of import, thus making it difficult for them to escape VAT. The logistics sector became one of the biggest beneficiaries of the GST rollout. With checkposts removed, truckers were able to deliver goods faster, leading to quicker turnaround time. As per Chrysal Research, trucks are plying an average 25 kilometers more every day, or around 325 kilometers per day. But that is still 20% lower than the 400 kilometers per day estimated before implementation of GST. An average truck in the United States, for example, runs 800 kilometers a day. GST also facilitated the faster rollout of the e-way bill, which is an electronically generated document required under the GST regime for the movement of goods for a consignment value of more than 50,000 rupees. Vibhor Mittal, who is the head of structured finance ratings at ICRA, said, and I quote, "While these are still early days, the collection efficiency of 95% observed in the month of April 2018 indicates that there are no visible signs of any material disruption in the earnings of the truckers. In fact, the collection efficiency is almost 400 basis points higher than what was seen in April 2017, end quote. GST is expected to be a long-term positive for the transportation and logistics sector, with consolidation of warehouses resulting in improved load availability and drop in vehicle transit time. Strong collections observed of around 98% in the second half of fiscal 2018 demonstrates that the borrowers have been largely able to adapt to the new tax regime, added the agency. And the auto sector, as per the latest numbers, has posted robust growth. 15.16% in April-May 2018 is what we've seen. The industry produced a total of 53,78,591 vehicles, including passenger vehicles, commercial vehicles, three-wheelers, two-wheelers and quadricycle in April-May 2018, as against 46,70,687 in April-May 2017, which is a growth of 15.16% over the same period last year, according to data released by the Society of Indian Automobile Manufacturers, or SIAM. The sales of passenger vehicles has grown by 13.28% in April-May 2018 over the same period last year. Within the passenger vehicles, passenger cars, utility vehicles and vans grew by 11.77%, 14.7% and 24.11% respectively during the April-May 2018 period over the same period last year. The Economic Times goes on to add that the other key challenges that the auto sector has faced in the last 10 months are delays in export-related input GST refunds, as well as the lack of clarity on the fate of VAT and CST-linked state-level incentives that various state governments had promised to the original equipment manufacturers setting up plants in their states. The quantum of such incentives has got significantly impacted due to subsumption of CST into GST, as well as SGST rate being much lower than the VAT rate under the earlier regime. We have, of course, done another deep dive on the impact of GST and overall how the country has fared within the 1 year of its implementation. So now is as good a time as any to listen to that. This was only a few days ago. Sarika Goyal, writing for the Economic Times, also goes on to note that along with the challenges, there have also been opportunities that have arisen for the auto industry to streamline supply chains and optimize on warehousing and logistics costs. That could help reduce operational costs and realizing India's vision of one national market. Sarika Goyal is, of course, a tax partner at Ernst & Young India.
Editor's pick of the day. The one-year GST ride for the auto sector. A Money Control exclusive.
So overall, the first year of GST has been a mixed bag for the auto industry. In the near future, the government should be able to smoothen out some of the rough edges and aid the industry in truly capitalizing on the opportunities that the regime presents for India. In addition, of course, to not deter the consumer who is buying automobiles in droves, GST notwithstanding. Thank you for joining us.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control. Editor's pick of the day. A Money Control exclusive.